ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय
विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
We are in chapter 29 of Canto 3. In this chapter, Devahuti asked Kapil Bhagwan about bhakti. Please tell me more about the bhakti. And she said, tell me about in vistar, vistarasaha. Vistarasaha means in detail, you tell me. And also you tell me about the time. Because I know that everybody in this world is limited in time. Tell me about time also and bhakti yoga. So Kapil Bhagwan says the bhakti becomes manifold because of the two factors, sabhav and guna. Sabhav and guna, it becomes many types. Then he takes up what is tamasic bhakti, rajasic bhakti and sattvic bhakti. After discussing these three bhakti, he tells about the nirgun bhakti. What is nirgun bhakti? So nirgun bhakti, he said, madguna shruti matrena mai sarva guhase. Madguna shruti matrena, just by hearing my quality. About me. Who am I? I am sarva guhase. I am residing in each and every one's heart. Each and every one's heart. I am residing sarva guhase. Then he said, Manogati avichinna. Then just by listening, your mind flows toward me. How? Like Ganga is flowing toward ocean. Non-stop. There is no break. Similarly, your mind listening to my katha, my lila, you know, continuously flowing. And how is that? Ahetuki, causeless. There is no cause. Why I am doing bhakti? No cause. I don't expect anything from Bhagwan. Nothing. Ahetuki abhyavahita. Abhyavahita, there is no obstruction. No obstruction in the bhakti. It's a continuous flow. Like the Ganges is flowing toward ocean. Then Bhagwan said, if I give him salokya, sarshti, samipya, sarupya, sayujya, mukti, diyamanam, he will not accept. No, I don't want all these things. So what do you want? The Bhakta says, I want to serve you only. Mat sevanam janaha. I want to serve. That's all. Nothing else I need. Then he says, Saev Bhakti Yoga Akhya Atyantik Udharata. This is the highest platform. Highest platform. So what will happen? Trigunam yena atibhridya. Trigun, sattva, rajas, tamas. That means Prakriti, that means Maya. Atibhridya, you will cross over. You will cross over Maya and you will reach me. Madbhavayo upapadyate. He attains my bhava, he comes to me. So by bhakti yoga also, we can transcend Maya. But what bhakti? Bhakti should be nirgun bhakti. Ahetuki, causeless. Causeless bhakti. Then after that, Kapil Bhagwan gives sadhanas from verse number 15 to 20. And we have seen in detail, But I will just enumerate. There are 13 sadhanas Kapil Bhagwan is suggesting to come to Nirgun Bhakti. If I want to do Nirgun Bhakti, what I have to do? Then he says few sadhana. First one is the duties of life have to be performed with detachment as an offering to the Lord. Kartavya karma is to be done. Whatever kartavya karma is allotted to us by Bhagwan, it has to be done without attachment. We always do it with attachment. And how that is to be done? An offering to the Lord. As an offering to the Lord. We do our karma as an offering to our own ego or ourselves. We are not doing karma as an offering to the Lord. Bhagwan said we have to do this thing first. In other words, it's karma yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, we have seen many times. It is the same karma yoga. Then ritualistic worship promoting bhakti and not involving infliction of pain or creature should be observed. Ritualistic bhakti also to be done. Karmakand also to be done. But na ati hinsena. Na ati hinsena. Hinsa should not be there. Excessive hinsa should not be there. Hinsa will be always there. But ati hinsa should be avoided. Then after that it was said, my images installed in holy places should be worshipped, seen, touched, glorified by hymns and praises capable of stimulating bhakti. Murti puja. Murti puja should be done. Not only worshipped, you should see, you should touch. Touch the murti also. And praise, chant hymns and all that. Then fourth is my presence in all beings should be recognized. Know that I am present in each and every being. We know that Bhagwan resides in temple. Bhagwan is saying each form of all being is a temple. Makshar is also a temple. Makhi is also a temple. And elephant, whatever form, 84 lakh forms are there in the world. Each one is a temple. Why temple? Because Lord resides in it. As in the temple resides, similarly in the living being, Lord is residing. So my presence in all beings should be recognized. Then next is fifth is the mind should be so disciplined as to have no attachment to worldly objects. Attachment to Bhagwan and detachment from the worldly objects is the fifth sadhana. Sixth sadhana is the holy man should be honored. Holy man should be honored with mahata bhavmanena. You should respect holy men. Then man in distress should be shown sympathy and kindness. Dinanam anukampaya. Any person who is in distress, you must be compassionate toward that. Maitra chava atna tullesu. And equals should be treated with the friendliness and courtesy. Courtesy. And yamena niyamena cha, and control our external senses and mind. How? By yama and niyam. Ashtanga yoga, yama and niyam, we have seen. Yam is ahinsa satyam, asteya, brahmacharyam, aparigraha. And niyam is saucha santosa tapa swadhyaya iswar pranidhanam. These are the yama and niyam. We have discussed many times all these. Then he said the scripture should be heard and studied. Adhyatmika anusravanat nam sankirnat. The scripture should be studied. In Bhakti Yoga also, Vedanta is there. We have to study scripture. And nam sankirtanat. My names and deeds should be heard and glorified. And how the bhakta should be arjavena, straightforward, selfless attitude should be cultivated. I am self. Straightforward. And Arya Sangena, Nirhankriyaya, without ego, the company of holy men should be sought. When you go to the holy person or the sant, at that time you should not have a pride of your own possessions. I have got so much this and that, a lot of things you think. He said, no, you should not have all these things. Then what will happen? If I have these all these qualities, then in verse number 19, it was said, the Phalasruti, what will happen? If I practice all these things, and then he said, Mad dharma gune reite parisan suddham aseha purusasya anjasa abheti srutamatra gunam himam. By just listening to my guna, he will reach me. He will reach me. You reach Paramatma. In Nirgun Bhakti, Bhagwan has already said, if it is ahetuku, you will reach Bhagwan. Similarly, we reach Bhagwan. How you will reach Bhagwan? Will you have to put in some effort? Then in verse number 20, he explains, no effort needed. It will happen automatically. And he gives a beautiful example.
Yatha vatarato granam avrinte gandha ashayat evam yogaratam chet atmanam avikariyat.
Yatha as vatarath air chariot. The air, the breeze which is coming, it's like a chariot. It is a rath. What this chariot is doing? It is vangte gandha ashayat. It catches aroma or fragrance from the source. It will catch like air will catch, the breeze will catch the fragrance from the flowers, and then it will bring to granam, to my nostril. Do I have to do anything? Any effort required? No. It is the air, the breeze is bringing that fragrance to my nostrils. Evam. Similarly, yogaratam chetaha. Yogaratam cheta, one cheta, the mind which is full of yoga. Whatever the sadhana was said earlier, and you are doing the nirgun bhakti. Yogaratam cheta, atmanam avikariyat. And that reaches to that avikari, unchanging soul. You don't have to do anything. You will reach. So as the fragrance carried by the wind swiftly reaches the organ of smell, so the mind, what type of mind? Freed from raga dvesa. In the sadhana it was said, no, you should be detached. The karma should be done without attachment. Raga dvesa rahit bhakti yoga. He learns to go effortless to Paramatma. That mind will effortlessly reach Paramatma. So a mind which is bhakti mein, full of bhakti, captures Paramatma. Paramatma is everywhere. Yena sarvam idam tatam. In Bhagavad Gita we find Paramatma pervades everything. How he pervades? In Vedanta we have studied, he pervades everything by principle of existence. What is this principle of existence? Isness is everywhere. That is principle of existence. Many times children ask, na, Bhagwan is only in temple or everywhere? Then we say, no, he is everywhere. But I can't see. How can you see? You can't see Bhagwan. But how he pervades? He pervades as principle of existence, as isness. So Paramatma is present in all beings also. So one was the inert thing. How he pervades? As the isness of the inert. And how is he in the living being? In living being, Bhagwan says in Bhagavad Gita, Chetragyam chapi mam bitti sarva chetre subharata. I am the knower in each one. I am the knower. If we are able to listen to the lecture, then Paramatma is there. Because of that Paramatma, we are able to listen. See? Bhagwan says, Chetragya chapi mam buddhi sarva chetre subharata. Then another place he says, Aham atma gudakesa sarva bhutasaya sita. Aham Atma, I am as a Atma. I am there in each and every being. All Bhuta, all beings, not human beings. All living beings, I am present there. I am present there. Sar Bhuta Asaya Sthita. Okay, then a question may come to your mind. I am doing the puja of Ganesh Ji, but the other person is not agreeing that no, Ganesh is not the supreme. What will happen? So it is said you need not worry about that. Whether you call that Atma Ganesh or Shiva or Vishnu or Brahma or Krishna or Ram, does not matter. That Atman is one and same. Whatever name you want to give, you can give. Paramatma never worries about that. Whatever form you want to worship, you can worship. Bhaktya mam abhijanati says in the Bhagavad Gita in the chapter 18, it is said, Bhaktya, by Bhakti, you can come to me. Here also Kapil Bhagwan said, you can come to know Bhagwan by Bhakti. Do I have to put an app? No. A mind which is full of bhakti will capture Paramatma only, nothing else. Next.
Aham sarveshu bhuteshu bhutatma avasthita sada tam avagyayamam artyah kurute archa vidammanam.
Now from verse number 21 to 27, it is a comparison or discussion about image worship versus seeing God in all. One is image worship, like what we do in temple. That is image worship. An idol is there and we do puja and everything, image worship. Versus seeing God in all. So it is said here, aham sarvesu bhutesu bhutatma vasitsada. Aham, I, sarvesu in all, bhutesu beings. Bhutesu beings, not only human beings, all beings. Having 84 lakh upadhis, whosoever may be, I am present in all that, avasthita, situated, sada, always I am there with each and every being. Tam avagyaya, tam means that atma which is residing in each being, avagyaya, disrespecting that. Disrespecting that, mam, me, martya kurute archa. Martya means mortal man. We all are mortal man. So disrespecting the Atman in all other beings, I am worshipping in temple. What I am doing? Archa, puja, vidambana. He says it is imitation. It is a show off. Kuch nahi hai. It is a show. So Bhagwan says, I am present in every living entity as their innermost soul. We should not have any doubt in that. Paramatma is there in each and every being. If someone neglects or disregards my presence in all beings and engages himself in the worship of deity in the temple, that is simply an imitation. That is simply imitation. It is only show-off. So Mahatma says, worshipping in temple and not considering other living being is lowest type of puja. Understand? It is the lowest type of puja, worshipping in the temple and not considering other living beings. So worshipping in temple and not showing respect to other bhakti is also lowest type of bhakti. Bhagavan is saying, in all beings I am present. If you disrespect any being, it is lowest type of puja in your temple. If I make it a little bit short, if you don't regard your other bhakta, you think he is different, he is inferior to me, it is not a good bhakti. It is lowest type of bhakti. The bhakta should understand that the all beings have the same relation with the Lord, whether they know it or not. We all have got the same relationship with the Paramatma. My Atma, a Brahman Atma, or a Kshatriya Atma, or a Vaishya Atma, it's not like that. Or the Atma of the ant or an elephant is one and the same. The relationship with all of them is one and same. Each person has got the relationship the same. It's not different. If someone is ignorant about his relationship, then a bhakta should tell him, "Are, kya kar rahe ho, bhai?" Paramatma is there in that person also. The relation between me and Paramatma and the relation between that person and Paramatma is one and same. It's not different. So Guruji said, worshipping in temple and not seeing Paramatma in all being is manda buddhi bhakta. Is manda buddhi bhakta. And it is not, we are not criticizing mandir puja, you know. Temple puja is not being criticized, but you understand because we are entering deep into bhakti. Our knowledge is only this much, ki idol worship is bhakti only, that's all. Puja kar diya ho gaya bhakti. No. The vision has to expand. Bhagwan is not only in temple, he is present in all living beings. All living beings are temple only. All. Therefore, Raman Maharshi says, Jagat Ishadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. He said like that. What is this Jagat? Made of Ashtamurti Vrit, made of eight elements. Pancha Mahabhut, Man Buddhi Hankar. Consider that this whole Jagat is Bhagwan only. Be it inert or sentient. Therefore, you will find in Hindu, you will find worshipping people tree. Bhagwan is there. Or a mechanic is worshipping his tools during Vishwakarma Puja. Inert. Inner thing, but Bhagwan is present there. By the principle of existence, he is there. So be it inner or sentient, everything is covered by Bhagwan. So if you are worshipping only in the temple, not taking care of the other beings, then it is, he says, it is only show off. It is only show off. Next.
Yo mam sarveshu bhuteshu santam atmanam ishwaram hitvarcham bhajate maudyad bhasmanneva juhuti saha.
Yo, one who, mam, me, where are you Bhagwan? Sarveshu bhuteshu, I am in all beings. Santah, I am present. Bhagwan is saying, he is present in all of us and in all beings. Then Atmanam Ishwaram, and I am Paramatma, the Supreme Soul, present in each and every being. Hitva, disregarding. Hitva. We are disregarding the presence of Bhagwan in all being. And Archam. Archam is worshipping. Archam. Bhajate, Modhya. Because of ignorance, I am worshipping only in the temple. Then he says, Bhasmani eva jyoti sa. Then his all oblations are like in Bhasma. Bhasma means ashes. Suppose you are doing Karma Kand. In the Karma Kand, every oblation is to be given in the blazing fire. It is only the fire, when it put the oblation, then it goes to the particular devtas. Otherwise, it will not go. Suppose you put a ghee in the ashes. What will happen? It will sit there only in the ashes. Is it not so? So Bhagwan is saying, ignoring me, Parameshwar, the self present in all living being, he who stupidly resort to idol worship alone throws oblation into ashes. Very clearly understand, we are not criticizing Murti Puja. Don't misunderstand. We are not criticizing Murti Puja. Bhagwan is telling that you expand your mind and see me in all living being. In all living being. So Lord resides in 84 lakh of bodies as Jiva and Paramatma. As a Paramatma is Sakshi. And as a ignorant he is Jiva. Jiva and Paramatma is one and same. Jiva Brahma Ekya we are studying in the Vedanta. Not knowing this fact, a person offers ritual in temple. Suppose when we are doing the fire ritual, we offer ghee into the fire and does not care for the others, then it is like ghee offering to ashes. You are putting, but you are disregarding other bhakta or other beings. Then that puja is worthless. It is only show off. Such ritual, even though perfectly done with mantra, etc., will be useless. will be useless. I am not saying, Kapil Bhagwan is saying, understand very clearly. So what is important, do not ignore living being, even insignificant ant. Do not ignore. Some Mahatma say that this verse also tells, slaughtering of animals is criticized here. Atihinsena earlier said, Atihinsa Varjait. Here it is said, but many people in developed countries, they do all this hinsa and they say, we are materially grown, we are rich, we are advanced. Akhandanand Maharaj said, bujhi aag mein raakh mein ahuti dene se punya nahi hota hai. Bujhi aag. Only when the oblation is given in the blazing fire, then it is taken to the devatas. So we should not ignore Paramatma present in all beings. Next.
Dvishatah parakaye mam manino bhinna darshinah bhuteshu baddha vairasya namana shanti mrichyati.
Dvishatah, one who is envious, dvesh jo karta hai, whom parakaye, body of others, envious of others' body, parakaye, mam manina, and offering respect to me. Offering respect to me means offering respect to Bhagwan, but at the same time he is envious of other living being. Vinna darshana bhutesu. And he is seeing that other beings are separate, different. Outer appearance may be different, but the innermost atma is one and same. Baddha vairasya, one who is inimical, pair karra, inimical. Baddha vairasya. Na mana shanti mrichyati. Richyati means attain. He will never attain shanti. He will never attain shanti. Suppose if you have got a bhairabhav with any being in this world, bhairabhav, you will not get shanti. So two words are very important here. Dvishata parkaye and bhutesu baddha vairasya are significant here. Any person who is envious of the bodies of others or has inimical behavior toward others will never experience sukh or shanti. The Lord is present in all beings. A bhakta should spread this knowledge to everybody, that Bhagwan is present, the Atman is present, Paramatma is present in all beings. This word should be spread. So in this way, they also will be elevated. So even living entities lower than human being can also be elevated by giving them prasad. Earlier in the ashrams, in the jungles, Mahatma used to give prasad to animals. Even the tiger will come eat it and he will not be violent. He will eat prasad. They are all spiritually growing. Or to other animals or the birds, they will give some prasad. Prasad also will elevate them. So bhakta should not do hinsa, that is kill animals or other jiva. And we have already seen atihinsa. We have to eat. Even cutting a vegetable is also a hinsa, because that vegetable also is a jiva, plant. It has got a jiva. But we have to do minimum hinsa, not atihinsa, minimum hinsa. Akhandanand Maharaj said, you see what happens, why you will not get peace? Suppose if I hate you, your mind is not agitated, because in your mind hatred is not there. Where is hatred? Hatred is in my mind. If hatred is in my mind, tell me, will I get peace? No. See the science, how simple it is. If the hatred is there, you will not get peace. भगवान से न मना शांति मृच्छति बिकॉज हेट्रेड रिसाइड्स इन द माइंड ऑफ पर्सन हु इज हेटिंग. सो हाउ कैन ही गेट पीस? ही विल नॉट गेट पीस. एंड टू द पर्सन हुम यू आर हेटिंग, ही इज पीसफुल. ही इज पीसफुल. हेट्रेड इज इन मी, नॉट इन अदर्स. सो इफ आई गॉट द हेट्रेड, माय माइंड इज एजिटेटेड, माय माइंड इज नॉट पीसफुल. नेक्स्ट.
अहम् उच्चावचै द्रव्यैः क्रियोत्पन्नया नघे नैव तुष्येर्चितोर्चायां भूतग्रामाभिमानिनः.
अहम् अहम् उच्चावचै द्रव्यैः विथ वेरियस द्रव्य. सपोज यू आर डूइंग पूजा एंड विथ वेरियस द्रव्य, इट कैन बी कॉस्टली वैल्यूएबल द्रव्य और मे नॉट बी कॉस्टली ऑल्सो द्रव्य. क्रियया, क्रियया मीन्स बाय रिचुअल. उत्पन्न अनघे, अनघे मीन्स ओ सिनलेस. यू आर accomplishing, यू आर डूइंग पूजा विथ द्रव्य, विथ वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ द्रव्य. नैव तुस्य अर्चितो अर्चयाम, नैव सर्टेनली नॉट. तुस्य प्लीज्ड, अर्चित वर्शिप. अर्चयाम टू द देवता इज सर्टेनली नॉट सेटिस्फाइड. न तुस्य, न तुस्य. वेन भूतग्रामम अवमानिन, भूतग्राम वेन द लिविंग बीइंग्स आर डिसरेस्पेक्टेड. So you are disrespecting living beings, but you are offering valuable offerings to Bhagwan. Any devta. Any devta. So I am not at all pleased with him offering the formal worship carried on with costly or the cheap materials. O sinless mother Devuti, if he disregards and persecutes fellow beings. So in sometimes when we offer puja in temple, we offer gold, silver, is it not so? In Tirupati Maharaj, you see how much gold is offered, silver is offered, and for counting money they need dozens of cashier, not one, two. Dozens of cashiers are required. Okay. So we can offer valuable things, gold, silver, diamond, whatever. Or we can offer patram, puspam, toyam, phalam. Gita says, invaluable thing. You pick up a leaf from the tree, one puspa, a drop of water, a fruit, that also you can offer. So he says, I accept both, whether it is valuable or invaluable. You see, these offering does not matter anything to Paramatma. Nothing. Whether you are giving gold, silver, are sab to uska hai. Everything belongs to him. He is the lord of whole cosmos. What we are giving, tera tijko arpan, I am picking leaf, are made by you. I can't make a leaf or flower. I can't make a drop of water. I can't make a artificial fruit. It is all made by Paramatma and offering to Bhagwan. So Bhagwan is not interested in that. What is Bhagwan interested in? How we offer bhakti. He will take only that part. How I have offered patram, puspam, toyam, phalam, gold, silver, whatever it is. So we cannot bribe Bhagwan. Many people think, oh, I can bribe Bhagwan, thoda sa jyada de dete hain. I said, I will give you only one gold leaf today. I am giving you two gold leaf. So my file should be processed fast, you know. Two leaves I am giving you. No. He is the owner of the whole cosmos. So pure Bhakta knows that the Lord resides in all beings, and Bhakta should be compassionate toward the all being. All being. And one more thing. Mahatma, they say, whenever you do puja, after that, whatever prasad you bring, you give to, distribute it to all people, even to ignorant also. Give them prasad. They will be benefited. So that should be done. Next.
अर्चादौ अर्चयेत्तावत् ईश्वरं मां स्वकर्मकृत यावन्न वेद स्वहृदि सर्वभूतेषु अवस्थितम्।
अर्चात, अर्चात मैंने बिगनिंग विद द पूजा ऑफ देवता, अर्चा अभी डू द अर्चना, अर्चयेत वर्शिप तावत ईश्वरम सो लॉन्ग टू द ईश्वर माम मी स्वकर्मकृत प्रेस्क्राइब ड्यूटी परफॉर्मिंग यावत न वेद, यावत सो लॉन्ग न वेद नॉट रियलाइजेड स्वहृदि इन हिज हार्ट सर्वभूतेषु अवस्थितम्। सर्वभूतेषु अवस्थितम् ऑल बीइंग, आई एम सिचुएटेड, आई एम सीटेड इन ऑल बीइंग। सो टू थिंग्स आर सेड हियर, व्हाट इज टू बी डन, परफॉर्मिंग हिज ड्यूटीज अलॉटेड, नंबर वन वी हैव टू डू आवर ड्यूटीज। मेनी टाइम्स वी आर टायर्ड ना, व्हेन वी ग्रो कितना दिन तक और ड्यूटी बाकी है। भगवान से परफॉर्मिंग हिज ड्यूटीज व्हाट एवर इज अलॉटेड टू हिम, आमेन। नंबर टू, शुड वर्शिप मी, सो ही शुड डू हिज ड्यूटी एंड वर्शिप मी। हु इज मी? द सुप्रीम रूलर। हाउ टू वर्शिप? थ्रू इमेजेस, थ्रू आइडल इन द टेम्पल एटसेट्रा, ओनली सो लॉन्ग। हाउ लॉन्ग मूर्ति पूजा इज टू बी डन, अंडरस्टैंड? आज तक नोबडी टोल्ड यू हाउ लॉन्ग द मूर्ति पूजा इज टू बी डन। मूर्ति पूजा इज टू बी डन सो लॉन्ग एज ही डज नॉट रियलाइज मी एज प्रेजेंट इन हिज ओन हार्ट एज वेल एज इन द अदर लिविंग बींग। मूर्ति पूजा विल बी ओवर द डे यू रियलाइज दैट भगवान इज, परमात्मा इज प्रेजेंट इन मी एंड भगवान इज प्रेजेंट और परमात्मा इज प्रेजेंट इन ऑल बींग्स। मूर्ति पूजा इज नीडेड ओनली फॉर द प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ माइंड। व्हेन द नॉलेज हैपेंस यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट द परमात्मा इज ऑलरेडी सीटेड इन आवर हार्ट, इज ऑलरेडी विथ अस एंड इज प्रेजेंट इन ऑल अदर बींग्स ऑल्सो। फिर मूर्ति पूजा बंद, idol worship over. So duties are prescribed for all varna and ashram as per the shastra, as per varna and ashram, one brahman kshatriya vaishya shudra ashram, brahmacharya grihastha vanprastha and sannyas ashram. In the different ashram and in the different one, duties are all prescribed in the shastra. If you want to know your duty, refer to shastra. Then a person should continue to do worship till they come to know the Lord resides in all beings. How long I should do the worship? I should do the worship the more when I come to know. When I come to know that the Paramatma is there, that means the Gyan has to happen. When the mind is purified, after that, the Gyan will come, knowledge will come. What is that knowledge? Are Paramatma is with me only. Paramatma is with me only. And Paramatma is present in all beings also. This also I will come to know. So when this happens, after that Murti Puja not required. After that Murti Puja is not required. Why? Purpose of Murti Puja is purification of mind. Purification of mind is needed for the knowledge of the self. Once the knowledge of self has happened, after that it is our choice to do Murti Puja or not. Meri Marji. I can do, I may not do. If I don't do this thing, then all our duties, whatever we are performing, is a labor only. Bekar sab. We are all doing duties, but not as in worship to the Lord. Understand very clearly. Not going to help. Swakarmakrit, Bhakta should continue to do his duty. Narad says, Tad arpita akhilachara. In the Narad Bhakti Sutra also we studied the same thing. Tad arpita akhila achara, all achara, all our actions should be offered to Bhagwan. So do it. Akhandanand Maharaj said, Murti puja to be done till you get knowledge that Lord is in all beings. Guruji said, Once you understand that all Lord is in all beings and start loving, serving them, then one may not do temple puja. These are all advanced things. Not for the beginners. Not for beginners. These are very advanced things. Once after you realize that Paramatma in your own heart, then after that you can stop the puja also. Lokamana Tilak used to say, he did not worship in the temple. But I am doing puja of all the public. My devatas are all these. Public is my devata. See his understanding. He is seeing Bhagwan in all human beings. And he is serving them. He is serving Bhagwan. He is doing puja of Bhagwan. Guruji says, if you suggest somebody, public, do murti puja, they are intelligent people. Why I should go to the temple and do the puja? Is Bhagwan not everywhere? Intelligent people. They will say, why should I go to mandir? Why should I go? Achha, theek hai, okay, if you don't want to go to mandir, okay, then do the nirgun puja. Nirgun bhakti karo. And Nirguna Bhakti, they will say, no, very difficult. Very difficult, Nirguna Bhakti. Ahetuki Bhakti. Do the Sravan of Bhagwan Leela. Very difficult. So Saguna Bhakti, he is not interested. He is doing temple puja. Nirguna Bhakti, not interested. So what bhakti they are doing? It is neither sagun, nirgun, it is durgun bhakti. If you are not with the Bhagwan, that means where are you? You are in the world, you are sansar. It is durgun bhakti. Then Bhagwan says in the next verse,
Atmanascha parasyapi yah karoti antarodaram tasya bhinnadrisho mrityuh vidadhe bhayamulvanam.
Atmanascha, himself, parasya api, in other also, in himself and other also, yah, who karoti antarodam, who makes a little bit of difference, little bit of difference, he is different from me. Yah karoti antarudaram, who discriminates between different bodies. Bhagwan says, tasya bhinna diso, of him differential outlook, because he is seeing different, he is different from me. Mrityu vidate, I cause death. Vidate, I cause. Bhagwan says, I cause mrityu, death. And bhaya ulvanam. Ulvanam is the great. Bhayam is fear. Figuring as death, I cause great fear to him who makes the least discrimination between himself and the other because of differential outlook. Very clearly understand the upadhis are different, but the Atman is one and same. Upadhis are different. Each upadhi has got a different function. And Bhagwan has created 84 lakh upadhi for different purpose. If I think that they are different from me, Bhagwan says, I cause great fear to him who makes least discrimination between himself and other. Okay. So there are differences in the outer body appearance of Jiva, but Bhakta should see that the Atman in all is one and the same. Don't distinguish living being on the basis of upadhi. On the basis of upadhi. Sometimes we say na, upadhi. Upadhi in the, sometimes we say the degrees, you know, that is also upadhi. He is master degree holder, he is a graduate, he is a this engineer, he is a doctor, accountant, lawyer. These are all upadhi. So Prabhupada is okay while functioning in the world, it's okay. But in Atman, in the that Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or any Upadhi master degree holder, or a graduate, or a professional, is one and same. Literate or illiterate, Atman is one and same. That we have to see.
Atamam sarva bhuteshu bhutatmanam kritalayam arhaye danamanabhyam maitra bhinnena chakshusha.
Atha, therefore, after giving all these arguments, now he's coming to conclusion. Atha, what is the mam, me, sarva bhuteshu, in all beings, bhutatmanam, self in being. Bhagwan is present in all beings as a self, in all beings. And Kritalayam, I am abiding. Kritalay, these are all alay, these are all temples, this is all my abode. I am residing in each and every being. And each and every being is a temple. Kritalayam. What I should do? Arhet. Arhet means one should salute. One should propitiate and dana manabhyam. They should give charity. Charity, those who are poor. And man, those who are greater. So each being should do dana to the inferior and man respect to superior, and maitra abhinnena chachusa, and friendly to the equal. Maybe some people may be equal to me. Some may be inferior, some may be superior. But there may be some people equal to me also. So what should be your attitude toward them? Friendliness. They are friend. Chachusa. We should view in that way. Therefore, through charitable gifts and attentions, as well as through friendly behavior and by viewing all alike, one should propitiate me, abiding in all creatures as their very self. So a jiva becomes superior and inferior, rich or poor because of his karma. Why I become superior and inferior? Because of my karma. I became professional, so therefore I am superior. Superior to whom? To the person who is illiterate. I studied, so I became professional. Other person didn't study, he's illiterate. Or rich or poor, my karma. I put in hard labor, I got money. Other person, he didn't do anything, rich or poor. But Atman residing in jeev never become poor and rich. Atman residing in me never become rich or poor. Those are all the conditions of upadhi. Rich and poor are all related to upadhi, the conditioning, prakriti, maya, sthul sarir, sukshma sarir, karan sarir. They are all related to upadhi and not to Atman. It's not the Atman which become rich or poor. Atman is one and same. So a bhakta should give man to superior and charity to inferior. He should know that the Atman, which is Paramatma, is Bhagwan. Who is this Bhagwan? Owner of all six bhakt in infinite measure. Six opulences he has got, infinite measure. So this does not mean that we should become samavarti. We should be samadarsi. Samadarsi. Akhandanath Maharaj says, all jiva are moving temple of Lord, Krit Alayam. All jiva are temple of Lord. Temple of Lord. Birds, snakes, mosquito, all are my temple. So giving them, offering something to them is my puja. We are offering a lot of things in Mandir. Again and again I'm telling, I'm not presiding in Murti Puja. Bhagwan says that if you give something to inferior or who is superior, give respect. Only you are giving respect, man, or to inferior you are giving daan, you are giving something to him, and to the equal you are just friendly, that's all. He is happy, he is satisfied with that. That is, these are all puja of Bhagwan. Now from verse number 28 to 35 is the spiritual view of evolution. Spiritual view of evolution. Bhagwan will say, who is superior to other? He will start from the inert and slowly, slowly, slowly he will come to Brahman. Again in the Brahman he will categorize which one is superior Brahman. Then he will take who is even superior to Brahman. You know, he will say. We'll start seeing from 28. It is from 28 to 35.
Jiva Shrestha hi ajivanan tata pranavrita shubhe tata sachitta pravaraha tata chaindriya vrittayah.
Jivaha, living entity, Shrestha. Shrestha means better. Living entity is better than ajivanam, inanimate object. Ajivana, there is no life there in that, inert matter. So, superior to inert matter is beings endowed with life, Jivanam. Life is there, eh? Jivanam. Tata prana vrita subhe, and superior to that is the entity which have the prana, which has got the prana. They are superior to even only the living being. Tata satchitta. Tata, and better than that is the Sachitta, developed consciousness, more developed consciousness in them. Prabaraha, better. Tata se indriya vrita, those who has got the sense perception. Slowly, slowly, you will find a different type of these upadhis. Different type of upadhis are there. So superior to gross matter are the beings endowed with the life. So better than the inert is the beings endowed with the life, and superior to jiva are the creatures with the breath, prana. So there are jiva where there is no prana also, but they are living entities. Superior still are those endowed with the rudimentary consciousness. You have got the chitta, some rudimentary mind is there. Still superior are those with sense powers. They have got the sense organs. They are better. So better than stone is the trees, and even better than is beings with the mind, and better than that is the beings with the sense perception. With the sense perception. So Arjuna said living entities to be honored by daan and friendliness behavior. We should be samadarsi. It was said that those who are superior you should respect, and those inferior you should do the man. I mean the daan, and those who are equal, you should be friendly to them. So sages used to give prasad to the tiger, dog, cat, birds, etc. They will come and take it away. They will eat it, they will go away. And they never harm sages, never. Never harm sages. In Grihastha also in India, we used to give roti. Is it not so? But in here, America, nobody is doing that. Not possible. You don't see birth. And even if you give offer something, they won't eat. They won't eat. Earlier, I used to offer in the puja, instead of the fruits, we offer akshat. So what I will do with akshat, I used to give outside, with whether the squirrel will eat. No, not even a single grain of the she will eat. Squirrel will not eat. Birds won't come. So next is verses will give how to discriminate with the different grades of living. Stones also living. Stones are also living being. Stones are also living being. Recently they told that the Mount Everest height has grown by few inches. They measured, they said yes, it was there at this one. We have seen a saligram growing here. Saligram is a stone. Every day Pandit is offering ghee, clarified butter on that. It is in the temple of Auntie's village. Their own temple, Saligram is there. And on that Saligram, hair is there. And every time we go, we see the hair has grown. See, the life is there in Shaligram also. So in Moksha Dharma section of Mahabharata says that the tree has the sense of smell, sight and touch. Touch we know. Chui mui. One tree is there, chui mui. You touch immediately it will be. Nobody will believe that they can see also. Tree can also see. How do you come to know? You will see the branches when they come out, they always try not to touch each other. They always spread. The moment they find there is obstruction, they will turn. Next time when you see a tree, you will see. And if you want to see a perfect view, come to Yamunotri. When you go out of Yamunotri, on the other side of the road, you will find 3-4 trees, you know, maybe more. But the on the top, you will find it's a semicircle. It's a perfect semicircle, I'm telling you. Each is different. The one is the main, is on the highest, then the next is the lower, like this. And not even a single branch is touching each other. How it is happening? Because they can see the obstruction is there, therefore I will should bend. I should turn this way. I should turn that way. So trees can see.
It's given in Bhagavatam.
In Bhagavatam it comes. So whenever they see some hindrance or an obstacle, they will change. Even the leaves you will find, they don't want to touch each other. They will be separate. More we'll see in our next class. It's 11:28, okay. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.